Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
part two of the plan to rescue quantum mechanics. And we'll just go back. When I last left, I was having a bit of a cough, and I said, look, I'm going off to check if I've got COVID-19. And sure as hell, went to the chemist. They couldn't measure my temperature. Went to the medical centre. After a little while, they measured my temperature perfectly normal, nothing to worry about. So it's something that I would really feel awful, that if I'm taking friends' kids back home and I felt a bit hot. And you do feel hot. I feel hot, obviously, in a car with the windows closed. I'll turn to open the window now. The issue that we're really sort of trying to address here is the sort of the strategy. There's an internal strategy of the hook, the deal, and the progress towards understanding, you know, your path towards understanding. There's two paths opening up: the life path, the advanced physics path, and finally, when you've got those two under your belt, then you might want to do the maths. However, what actually happens to people populating it, they don't have that route in. They have a route, well, the route that I took in is do the maths, see the insight, and then the wonder. So it didn't go down that overall process. Now, the situation here is that rather than actually put sell something, you are actually explaining that you are a group which is looking at selling something and is examining these processes. And therefore, if you person comes in and says, attack it, they want to attack you and say it's no good, because I think there's an inspiration, an automatic tendency, a bias to attack new things. One is that you have so much invested in the status quo, in teaching what you've always taught, never ever going outside the boundaries. If you've relied for your source of information from one source for such a long time, you've become dependent on it and can't really question it. And they have become dependent on the people who become dependent on them as a sort of mutual dependence, which is sort of basically, if you imagine swimming, there's not enough people paddling that dependent relationship, and it will actually sink beneath the waves and no longer be a viable sort of logical aspect of it. But there is this way of going into attack. And so this go into attack mode is that, well, you're attacking that. Well, it's flexible because it's part of a bigger plan of an organization. So if you don't like the hook, well, the theory of hooks, if you don't like the theory of hooks, well, you come up with another theory and tell us about it. So you don't like the hook, there's a theory of hooks. You don't like the theory of hooks, come up with a different theory, because the actual objective is a far higher objective than the actual basis stuff. And this is, I think, perhaps the Achilles heel of this. If you've outsourced your quality control to just what's in the textbook, what I've been told, part of the outsourcing is not being able to respond to things in any sort of timely manner. Or you can, but you're always short term. You've got a short term, quick turnaround. It means that you look, decide, is it equal to what I've been told to do, my operandum? If it's not, I attack. And that's a very short-term goal. And the way that you can absorb that is by saying, well, by all means, attack, but then it's just another road measure in that process. Let's say in the hooks, suggest other hooks which will work or appropriate, and then we'll feed your... We can take that in. Or if you don't believe in hooks, suggest another way to begin with this deal process, or suggest another one. But we're no longer going to take the idea that quantum mechanics is dead, and therefore we have to teach classical mechanics, and we have to produce forward, because that's exactly what's happening. So this is sort of the counter the counter strategy. Now, to actually put that in a paper is quite difficult because we have to say that as succinctly as possible, quantum mechanics in the hands of brilliant scientists has produced great leap forwards. However, quantum mechanics is not yet. So we've got a society with the great leap forward and not the understanding. And we want to actually remedy this or see if we can remedy it. So it's the challenge that we're going to look at. And we've looked at this overall structure of the hook of a model of going forward. And the model may need to be modified to actually go ahead. The model may need components of that model components. Therefore, we present to you as a model component the first hook, that is, the hook is... hook is just basically a self-assessment of you where you answer the question, yes, I'm interested in listening to the deal. So your hook can be very strong, but then it can have a low pickup. Are you the exact person that fits it for all these criteria? Yes, 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 strong yes. If you make it a more gentle yes, you get more people yes, because all you want to do is get them to move. You don't want them to commit to sell. You want them to commit to listen to the deal. And when they listen to the deal, it's on the line of basically... really, you can actually turn it around. You can actually say, this is spectacular. What's going to be your response? Is your response going to be, I won't show this, I won't discuss it because I'm the educational line, I'm going to go down this line, or do it? And this is actually pulling it back. That is the deal. Looking at knowing that the deal is... going to be rejected, taking it one step further forward. So the deal really isn't this is great. This is great, self-evidently great, and it will attract these students. What are you going to do to destroy their interest in it? What can you present to destroy the interest in it? If not, you know, come along. You just listen to the next thing. If you don't, basically, you can make the deal being such that it's more saying no to the deal actually casts you into a negative point. So this is a complex thing. This is just to start off saying that there's a challenge, an organisation, and we're considering these purposes, these modes, but we're open. If you have something you want to say intensely wrong, say it, articulate it, and we will do it. This is the general view that having had the qualification, having the tick in the box, you own the decision space. The strategy of this is to actually move the decision space back into our territory and say, look, if you object to it, by sure as hell, object. And improve. Object and improve. Object and run away is destructive. Object and improve is professional. You know, we're asking for a professional thing. So we've got this this hook saying hook, and we know it's ineffective. We know it's to actually put it in there. It may be if you are not in it. You and this hook doesn't work. Well, it works for some people, and we're now talking about the some people that it does work for. If you want to exclude yourself for it, please don't read this paper. Please get out of this. Get out of the way we're moving forward. The time for being an obstacle is over. We are in the infantry term, in the advance, we're in the ascendancy. Then we come to the deal. Now the deal is not surely you will find this fascinating. That's a weak deal, because all you have to do is say no. In fact, I don't. I don't find it fascinating. I find quantum mechanics, I find life, I find biology boring, boring, boring. And what are you going to do? Is it to actually take away? Whereas you say, well, look, this is a universal feeling of awe occurs when they see this, and people want to know, and they want to know it's quantum mechanics. The issue is that the decision you really have is, what are you going to do about it, Whitey? You know, what are you going to do about it? That is, you propose a situation where the challenge is either you're with us, or we'll get back to you later and see how much you've advanced on the problem. And so this is the thing is that the reasoning is it is filled with awe, but it is the student's awe, and the student's awe is owned by them, and it's got a recipe for them, and so they need displays, certain things that can come across. And so not saying that we elect to do this and they vote for us, we say we have listened to them and we understand that you need these YouTube. So this is the inner life of cells and DNA animation. You need that. And there's a process where you lined up, you say, it's awesome, it's overwhelming, but you're very suspicious of saying someone who says it's not important. We're going to cover these first two things. You can take the suspicion and animosity that you have reflected back to it. You can actually take, if you want to have animosity, we can actually direct you to that thing. It's a very, very subtle way of going across. Then the process is charting out the questions of what looks after itself and what needs additional work. And this is the fundamental thing, is that we're coming in and we're saying, additional work, this is it. Quantum mechanics is known by experts and it's produced computers, novel drugs, all this type of stuff, experts, but it's still a mystery. It's something that's understood as a mystery uncovered, but still remains a mystery. It's a mystery revealed, but to the advanced scientists, and we now have two things. We now have mysterious quantum mechanics and mysterious devices. Can we solve these two things together? Can we move a bit further forward? This is not understand it completely, but understand it a step further forward. That is, it is magic. The issue of having magic is that magic controls you. And that is, or you need to enforce magic, which really isn't there. You have to foster it. And there's a whole lot of, I suppose, unethical people who come in and do it. But quantum mechanics itself does actually have a magic in it. That is, the quantum mechanics at the end says the electron has a charge, it has an angular momentum, it has a magnetic field with no parts, as if by magic. And this is not... that's our best explanation at the moment. You're welcome. Most thing to come up with another alternative explanation which doesn't undo everything else. So everything else is pointing to that in a number of ways, and it's as if by magic. However, if you say other things as if by magic and it's not by magic or it's not true, you require, in order to that very humble thing of quantum mechanics, you require a whole social system to get up and absolutely take people out of the back and the bouncers to bash the fuck out of them. That is, if someone says, look, this Bohr atom can't work, it's complete phony, it's empty space, electrons are moving from one point in space to another with no reason, there is no mechanism behind it, it's a thing. What we do is we take that person out and we bash the stuffing out of them, and that solves that problem. Anyone else wants to object, you'll get the same sort of treatment. That's the way you want to do, and that's simply not a lot of, not sustainable. It's got the problem of a lot of bashing up, a lot of not understanding, and you've got this other side going forward. So it's to try and cast or market the quantum physics people as people as A, having fun, or and gentleness. I think that's the aspect of the fundamental aspect of being a scientist is being incredibly gentle, in as much that once you know to do science is the never-ending story of removing layer upon layer of bias. So my preconception bias, my bias to be famous, my bias to be heard, a whole set of reasons other than what it is. And it's not an absolute thing. Science is not completely without bias, but it just has a lot less bias in it. And that's to sell. That is to sell your way forward by gentleness, by saying if you're objective is to be aggressive and to actually punish and proof by intimidation, which is a term, proof by intimidation, if you look it up. If you want to go down that track, by all means, but consider this, that it is an addictive, it is an addiction, that once you tell one lie, and that's a lie is basically an untruth that you know to be untrue. A misconception is something which is untrue, but you're unsure of it. It's a stuff. These are actually lies. And what you're saying is that, are you sure that the thing that you're pursuing is causing a lot of pain, a lot of people studying stupid things for stupid reasons, wasting a heap of time, destroying a lot of things? Are you sure this is the best we can do? So if you go back up again to the actual structuring of it all, the idea is that you have a quest, an open mind, the problem is immutable. That is, quantum mechanics does not have understanding. Masses do not understand quantum mechanics. The quest is immutable because the problem is immutable. But then the quest is to be achieved. The aim is to achieve that goal. And if you achieve that goal is by the best model. And we have your existing model, which is where you deny quantum mechanics and you bully the children, basically. You bully the children and you have a false magic. Quantum mechanics has got a different way of doing it. And the thing is that it, of course, would not go into conflict with you because it is a non-conflict process. It is just to actually draw people out, saying it is to turn things around. It is not not the problem is, Do you find this interesting and worthy of belief? No. It is, we propose that this is worthy and interesting and exciting and stuff like that. And we have a problem. We have a problem that we either maintain the, you know, go off, don't have a look about it here, watch my textbook, and just go away, oh, I'm extremely busy, that aspect, or we embrace it and we say we want to go down this path. They're either or. Now, it's not either or. If the bottom line is not that we're going to stop, but not, we're not stopping, but this is where our conversation stops. So slightly different things. Rather than I am stopping you, this is where our conversation stops. If you are not prepared to invest in social robots, invest in advanced quantum physics experiments in the hands of kids, if you're not prepared to do that, then you have said that you're not reading this article. You're not progressing any further. Thank you very much. That's the end of the conversation. thank you, but I'm still speaking. The reason is because the reason that I would continue still speaking is that there are other people besides you as a particular reader has believed that there are other people, and for those other people, we're going through here. So this sort of engages, runs the battle where they win, they stop. But it's only in their view, in their opinion, they have won, if that makes sense. That part of their definition of winning is a imbalance of power to get across. So I think that is the way to do it. To actually get back and structure the paper to go like that is an incredibly complex task. So your first one is the problem, the quest, the organisation, the philosophy, model one, hook, deal, paths. Hook, deal, paths. And as we go through paths, we get paths, problems and solutions. So it is problem, the quest, the organisation. Now, the problem is indisputable. The quest is optional. So we have decided to take on this quest. If you have not decided to take on this quest, probably little point in you reading this paper. So we've gone on a thing. The model. We, running the quest, are not committed to this model. We are committed to the best model out there. And so it's not other than we're not committed to a particular model. We're committed to the best model where it specialised in getting through it. The problem is immutable. The quest, you may come on the quest. You may disagree with what we're doing. Well, if you are also on the quest and you've got a different way of doing it, by all means, do it. Report back into the community, the quest community. Then we're going down underneath the particular quest that we're going in. The model is by this hook, deal, paths and problems and solutions. And then reformulation, possibly that way across. Now, again, if you disagree with the methodology of the hook, it's a wide choice. You can make up with another hook, write it down there, i.e., that is, rather than publishing the paper, we're publishing the journal, the field of research, to open it up. And so at all points, I think, finally, we have... It's not guerrilla warfare. It's basically winning the peace. It is the Marshall Plan to come forward. And what will come forward is that here is the plan. And with the plan and the methodology, we have the capacity to start to bring in resources as humanity has never seen before. We can bring in not just an academic, a lone academic and half a number of lackeys. We can bring in the entire scientific community. We can bring in the entire strength of modern electronics and computing to push forward. We can bring in the entire student community to manufacture, produce it. We can bring in industry across the world to manufacture this and go ahead. We can rebuild the peace in a much stronger peace than what was the aim of war. That is, the people at the moment are thinking in terms of war. We're thinking in terms of after the war, winning the peace, peace to bring it through. And part of that, moving into that space, is to say, to absorb the conflict. That is, for the conflict to be a decision about how much you hurt yourself. That is, if you want to attack this, you are choosing isolation. Or if you want to say there's something better, you are making the obligation that you should be able to communicate why it is better. It's to sit back there. This is basically, if you have basically, I suppose, a howitzer where you're in the, behind the enemy lines, you're behind your lines, and fire over the top and just load an explosive, and that's it. The idea is that you come out hand-to-hand combat and being moved forward across no man's land, we retreat and drag you further and further across to try and actually move across. The other sort of military aspect of it is the idea of... It's hard to say. It's very hard for me, having had sort of military officer training, to decombobulate this. I've had sort of, I suppose, peacekeeper training at this high level to try and get across. But I've also had... mechanized warfare training. And so this is why the units themselves have supply, command, control, radio units in it, can act as the thing is, essentially the units themselves, the actual unit of knowledge, is a mechanized unit of knowledge. It has a footprint, rechargeability, electronic labels which allow it to maneuver in the system way in a far faster rate. That is, it can detect it's broken and get itself repaired or redeployed in a tenth of the time for a tenth of the cost. And basically, if you have got an investment with this, you have two orders of magnitude greater power. So you have the power of scientists, the goodwill of the students. We can beat the person who has not really done well at school at science, who's done a teaching degree, has got an area of knowledge, and saying, I can understand this, or I can actually hold back everyone. And they have found a way of holding back everyone to this day. And while they're out there like a virus, everyone is doing it, this is what the process is. And it's sort of like a sort of concentrated punch through, that is, to punch through on a very specific area for the highest gain, the highest technology, with the greatest. I suppose, technical might that we can muster behind it. We can definitely do it. It's just taking the first step, getting the first, the second, the third, the fourth scientist through. You know, we can rebuild this. We can actually go further, faster, harder with it. But it's really getting down to this very first penetration operation, and that is having it such that you have, I suppose, fire and movement, a way of moving where you don't take casualties. The actual commitment of assault, so it's planned to go forward that if someone commits to assault, they, in order to bring fire onto you, they do a slight movement, so you rather than walking up into their shooting range, you walk a little bit out, so they have to move their fire a little bit across, and which creates a wedge which you can move. You can move them off balance, and basically saying in a process that their commitment, their objection can be absorbed, rotated, turned around, and turned as a liability back onto them. Whether they accept it or not, it means the overall momentum can go forward. I hope that makes sense. I hope this... It probably does make sense to some people. If you've... I don't know. If you've had sort of my background in training, it would probably make sense. We'll definitely get there. Thanks a lot for listening.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.